This is Dr. Lee dictating office progress note, comprehensive evaluation. Patient name Ghafoor, G-H-A-F-O-O-R, Ghafoor Abdul, A-B-D-U-L. Date of service, 1-20-2022. Place, office, comprehensive visit. Chief complaint, shortness of breath, generalized weakness, history of present illness. This is a 61-year-old male. He came to the office today complaining of shortness of breath, especially in ambulation, and when going up the steps, and also complaining of occasional dizziness, intermittent. Patient says dizziness has been happening for the last few months. He used to be on IRBESARTN, tablet for blood pressure, then 300 milligram daily he was taking, but he changed to 150 milligram daily now. And still occasional feel dizzy, especially when he's sitting and stand up. He denies any chest pain today, no nausea, no vomiting, and no cough. He does complain of left side rib area chest pain. He has an older fall a few months ago while he was in Pakistan. And he has been complaining of generalized weakness, otherwise tingling sensation in the both legs and lack of energy. No fever, no chills, no cough. He has a cold, vaccinated. Past medical history, he has a coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft. Also, status post aortic graft on ascending aorta to correct aortic aneurysm. Also, as a replacement of aortic valve with bovine prosthesis, prosthetic valve. History of LAD stent. History of renal insufficiency. Being followed by nephrology for coronary artery disease, he's being followed at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Current medication, he's on aspirin 81 milligram daily, number 2 Plavix 75 milligram daily, number 3 Metoprolol XL 100 milligram daily. Ruvastatin, R-O-S-U-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N, Ruvastatin 10 mg at night. He takes Lantus given by Johns Hopkins Endocrine. Lantus 25 units subcutaneous daily. Trulicity, T-R-U-L-I-C-I-T-Y, 1.5 mg weekly. He takes Humalog. Lispro, L-I-S-P-R-O, insulin, 10 units in the morning with the food, 10 units with the lunch, and 6 units at meal in the dinner. He also is on metformin, 1 gram twice a day, vitamin D, 350,000 units Q week, Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, Irbesartan, 150 milligram daily, Protonix, 40 milligram daily, Duloxetine, extended release, 60 milligram daily. He take nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram, sublingual tablet, PRN for chest pain, Q 5 minutes as needed. These are the current medication list. Allergies, not known. Socialist, he's married, live with his wife, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no cardiac, shortness of breath and ambulation, and no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain and aches. Neuro, generalized weakness, occasional dizziness, also complaining of neuropathy pain in the both legs. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, rate time 3, blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 18, afebrile, adenomic, lamochoelic, cardiogenic, taric, neck supple, and JVD, lungs clear, heart, asthma, two abdomen, soft, non-turn, balls, and past, extremity, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert, rate time 3, there's no focal deficit. Test exam, old, healed, surgical scar noted from the previous bypass surgery. And the left rib area non-tender to palpate. assessment. Number one, coronary artery disease status post coronary artery bypass graft. Number two, status post aortic valve replacement with the bioprosthetic bovine prosthetic valve. Number three, history of aortic graft on ascending aorta to correct aortic aneurysm, history of LAD stent, diabetes mellitus, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. I will get his chest x-ray, and he's being followed by nephrology. He's reported to have a potassium was 5.6. His medication has been adjusted by nephrology. Diet was discussed with the patient. For diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C went up a little bit. He's an 8.1 recently, but he's being followed by endocrine at John Hopkins Hospital. We did hematocrine is 14.1, hematocrit 43.8, WBC 7.6, but his iron study done by nephrology office, iron is 34, little low, iron saturation is 9, is low, and ferritin level is low, is 7. I will get hematology evaluation for those abnormal labs. Care plan was discussed with the patient. Next patient is Mr. Bilal, B-I-L-A-L, Bilal Ghafoor, G-H-A-F-O-O-R, data service, 120-2022, place, office visit, history presented, and this is a 31-year-old male seen in the office today for follow-up, a comprehensive visit. He's a 31-year-old seen today complaining of intermittent constipation, stomach upset. He was seen recently, GI, Dr. Kokhar, KHOKHAR. He was started Miralax. He said that has been helping. And if he doesn't take Miralax, then he gets constipated again. He also has a diabetes type 2, and he had been taking metformin before. Then he stopped, but then he was restarted again. Today, no shortness, breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus type 2. Medication, metformin, 500 mg BID. Miralax 17 gram daily, socialistic, married, no alcohol, no drug abuse, review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac congestion, GI, intermittent constipation, and diarrhea, not regular bowel movements, endocrine, no polygyria, no polydipsia, neuro, no syncope, physical, patient is awake, alert, and time 3, vital, stable, neck support, JVD, chest, non tender lungs, clear, heart, asthma, suburban, sound, non tender bowel, positive, extremity, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert, and time 3, assessment, diabetes, mellitus, step 2, number 2, constipation, number 3, plan of care. Patient will be continued Miralax 17 gram daily, continued metformin 500 mg BID. Advised in a high fiber diet, a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables. And follow with me in 1 month. Thank you.